Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and today we're going to talk television, because that is my addiction of choice, next to pizza and Long Island iced tea, of course, and rum. Why is the rum gone? And a lot of you responded to my queries to the universe about the lack of television options now that I'm cordless or cord cut or something like that. My good friend Kevin Batchelder over at Tuning Into Sci-Fi Television and a few other podcasts, about a dozen the last time I counted, is a avid listener to the Cord Cutters podcast, so I may have to check that out pretty soon. But he was one of the ones who told me about Amazon Fire, and also one of the ones who told me about PlayStation View. Now, thank you again for everybody who emailed in or phoned in to tell me about PlayStation View. That looks like a really, really good option. So based on the devices out there, I think I'm going to save up a little bit of cash and go get myself an Amazon Fire. This space could be brought to you by Amazon.com if anyone from Amazon.com happens to be listening. And yes, I would gladly take an Amazon Fire TV in exchange for promotional consideration. Ding! the PlayStation View channel selection is what intrigues me. With their basic subscription, I could get Sci-Fi Channel, I could get Freeform, which used to be called ABC Family, I can get TNT, USA, and MTV. That covers most of the shows I want to watch outside of the major networks. And since that would finally put CBS back on my radar, I could watch Supergirl, finally. But no, Lucifer on Fox, I'm watching through Hulu. The Freeform TV shows, like Stitchers, watching through Hulu. Hulu has been, trying to figure out how to put this delicately. Their app has been crashing on my TV, and I'm not thrilled about it. Yeah, the past couple of weeks, apparently they did an update or something. I'm not sure exactly what, but two things have happened over the past 2-3 weeks. The app will crash in the evenings. During the day, it's not as bad. At night, I cannot even get through one 45-minute episode. Notice I did not say 1 hour. I cannot get through one episode of anything, old or new, before the screen goes black and goes, "The app has had a failure. Please try again." I'm like, what? And to make things extra special, there are certain commercials. I thought they had gotten rid of this problem, but apparently I'm mistaken. Last year, there were several different car commercials, which at the end of the commercial, an error would pop up saying the internet browser will be closed due to an error. So you'd have this gray overlay screen. The video was still playing. The audio was still playing. So I could still watch the rest of the program, but there's this gray overlay that says internet browser will be closed due to an error. And the only way to clear it is to back out of it, at which point you can restart Hulu and go back to watching what you were watching. But there were a particular series of car commercials that inevitably caused that browser on the TV to crash every single time. Last year, Hulu's tech support, their suggestion was log into the website, go to your settings, and disable all car commercials until those commercials aren't running anymore. Now, I'm not psychic. I don't know how long those commercials are going to run. So that was annoying. But eventually, those ads cycled out and new ones cycled in that didn't crash the browser, so all was well. Until this, you know, this March, when every single Hershey's commercial, and now there were two of them. One was, I think they're both Easter-based, or one was Easter-based and one was caramels-based, whichever. Hershey's commercials now do the same thing. Crash. It has gotten to the point where it was showing this commercial three times per episode, which is a lot of crashing. And I don't have that kind of patience. I don't have that kind of tolerance for such technological idiocy when it comes to my ability to watch TV. There's no reason Hulu puts up ads that crash on certain brands of televisions. Apparently Sony's and Samsung's, which last time I checked were really, really popular brands of televisions, have this problem across the board. And Hulu just goes, meh, disable it for a while, it'll pass. No, you tell your advertisers to provide you a video in a format that doesn't crash on those TVs. Obviously, other providers can do so. Volvo ads have never crashed on me. The OxyClean commercials have never crashed on me. Why can't you make Hershey's get their act together and make an ad that doesn't crash? It's a simple question. It should have a simple answer. Anyway. So yeah, I'm looking forward to trying Amazon Fire because that takes away a potential point of failure when watching television. If the ads crash on Amazon Fire, you can bet that Hulu would listen to someone from Amazon going, excuse me, you need to fix this. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if the ads that crash the TV browser for Hulu to see if they work on Amazon Fire. No, I do not know when I'm going to get an Amazon Fire. No, I do not know when I'm going to sign up for PlayStation View. I am planning for it to happen this year, and I will give you reports as they happen. Now, as far as actual television watching goes, I've been watching a lot of online screeners for some indie movies in order to prep for interviews and reviews. So I haven't been able to quite catch up on the luscious 12 Monkeys set that Sci-Fi Channel sent me. Again, thank you people. But I'm looking forward to finishing The Magicians. I'm looking forward to seeing Winona Earp in its entirety, hopefully. Hunters looks interesting. I haven't got a feel for it yet because I only saw the first episode, but there's a second episode out there I can watch, so I will watch that. So far, I am really enjoying season two of Stitchers. I can't tell you how happy that makes me, that season two jumps right back in with the same level of storytelling and character appeal that made me fall in love with the show last season. And yeah, working on getting people on the show again from Stitchers. I love this show. I really do. What else do we have? We have Dark Matter and Killjoys coming back up after Winona Earp and Hunters are through. Really looking forward to Killjoys. I'm happy that Killjoys is actually going to get a season one DVD, season one Blu-ray release. I am not happy that we don't have such a release for Constantine yet. I'm very disappointed. If I had known this would happen, that Constantine would have been removed from everywhere it was for sale, I would have bought it. I just naturally assumed, hey, it's an NBC product. It'll eventually have all the episodes on Hulu. And it did for a while. The episodes were on Hulu, freely available the entire first season. And then the distribution rights were sold to the El Rey Network. They bought Almost Human, they bought Constantine, and I think one other show. And all of a sudden, those shows disappeared. You can't buy them on Amazon Instant anymore. You can't buy them on iTunes anymore. They're not available on any streaming. The only place you can watch episodes of those shows are in reruns on El Rey Network. Now, the good news is I have seen postings on the internet that some people who have subscribed to PlayStation View, some people in some areas, have El Rey Network. From what I've seen on the Sony website, El Rey is not part of their basic subscription package. And I didn't see the logo for El Rey in any of the other two packages, the intermediate and the premium subscription service. So it looks like they're only rolling out El Rey in certain regions first. I'm confused about it. I really don't know. But if El Rey shows up on PlayStation View, I will not complain because then I will be able to watch reruns of Constantine and also catch From Dusk Till Dawn. I am happy that From Dusk Till Dawn shows up really, really fast on Netflix after the season is over, so kudos to them for keeping the fires burning in the hearts of their fans. It's like, here, you just watched the season, now you can binge it on Netflix. More power to you. But why can't I watch Constantine? I digress. I missed that show. Just in case you weren't clear, I loved Constantine. I love Matt Ryan as Constantine. I'm glad Matt Ryan's Constantine has shown up in, what is it, one or two episodes of Arrow now? So they're slowly pulling him into that CW-DC universe. Maybe he turns up in Legends, maybe not. I don't know. Either way, I missed that show. I really, really loved that show. I was heartbroken that it did not continue. Did I mention that I really, really, really missed that show? Okay, just checking. With MTV, we get the Shannara Chronicles and Scream. I have not seen much of Scream. I am curious about it because adapting pop culture feature films into continuing television series, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I should point the finger at Shadowhunters, but that was a book series first, so it doesn't really count. Scream started off as a unique genre-busting film, and then it became a franchise, and then it became the subject of a series of parody films mocking the genre, and a few other titles in there as well, and now it's a TV series. I would like someone who has watched Scream and Scream Queens on Fox to give me a comparison on tone of the two shows. I know some people like Scream Queens, some people aren't as thrilled with it, but I don't know anybody who has watched Scream who can tell me about it. I don't know if I have any more television watching adventures to share at this moment, but trust me, if there are any coming up, I will definitely share because it's the most fun thing I have in my life to praise and complain all at the same time. And that's what television should be about, right? Entertainment that we can enjoy or critique as needed. For instance, I was not a huge X-Files fan. I watched the first, I'm going to say three seasons maybe three and a half before life intervened and I got distracted with other things, but I never really followed it closely after that, like some of my other friends did. So when the announcements were that it was coming back this year, I was curious, but not really curious enough to watch because I missed six seasons, right? You know, I'm not going to watch six seasons to catch up to what I missed. And now I hear that the season 10 has been so successful, they might actually do a season 11, continue where season 10 leaves off. That is cool. But again, I don't know anybody who's watching it. So if anyone wants to submit a review or report on X-Files, how it picks up from where it left off, how it maintains or improves the legacy left behind by the original run, let me know. You can email me, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can email me a voice recording, or you can call the voicemail line, 602-635-6976. Leave me a voicemail message. I don't think there's a time limit on there, but try not to ramble as much as I sometimes can. just give me your opinions on X-Files. Give me your opinions on comparing Scream versus Scream Queens. If there's a show that falls into the sci-fi, fantasy, horror genres, no, I do not count the ghost-chasing, paranormal, investigating reality shows quite in that same category, unless there's a really, really unique hook. So let's stick to the scripted series for now. If you have an opinion, have an observation, or a suggestion for a show that I haven't talked about, that I might have missed, feel free to let me know. But that will do it for this episode. Again, if you have questions, comments, opinions, reviews, observations, go ahead and call. The number is 602-635-6976. Or you can email summer@sliceofscifi.com. Write out a review, write out a comment, record a message of your own, and email me a link to it. That's what Dropbox and Hightail are for. Share the opinion, share the knowledge, share the suggestions. Because maybe not enough people are watching a show that you love and you want to tell people about it. For instance, Lucifer. I knew the show was coming up. I didn't know it was that funny. If I had known it was going to be that deliciously intriguing, I would have started watching it in January when it first came out. I still need to finish my 5 episodes in review of it, even though we're up to episode 9 now. Yes, I know. I know. If you are an iTunes subscriber, go over to iTunes, leave us a review, leave us a rating. Every little bit helps. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Google+. Slice of Sci-Fi in both places. And come by the website. The website is sliceofscifi.com. Leave your comments on reviews other folks have done. We have reviews of recent movies that have come out, recent TV shows that either are running or have been running. We've got 5 episodes in reviews that cover entire seasons of just funny shows like Gallivant. We have reviews of other movies over at popculturegeeks.com. If you are interested in contributing to that site, let me know. And of course, we also have writersafterdark.com for your literary genre needs. And of course, kickassmysticninjas.com, she says slyly with a wink and a nod. Thank you again for everyone who is supporting the show through your pledges through Patreon. They do help. Every dime I get through Patreon, that money goes directly to paying the hosting for sliceofscifi.com and the separate media hosting for the episode. So thank you very much. Everyone who's donating PayPal also, thank you very much. Everyone together, you are helping me keep this show online for you. So thank you. As always, special thanks to the geek rock band Sci-Fried. You can find more of their music over at sci-friedband.com. They have, I don't know if they've put the theme song, the Slice of Sci-Fi theme song they did, up on their site yet, but they have a number of other delicious, delicious geek rock tunes for you to check out. Head on over there, give a listen. If you like what you hear, tell them Summer sent ya. We have a few more interviews with some indie filmmakers. We have some television-related interviews coming up from different shows. And a few genre writers who are providing entertainment through the not-so-standard methods of consumption. We'll get to those later. But that will do it for this episode. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.